Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got a packed show on a football Friday. Anthony Armstrong, former receiver here, will join us at 7:25. Our pal Charlie Casserly, former GM, Super Bowl winning GM of the Washington Redskins, will join us at 8 o'clock. Scott Abraham from ABC7 at 9 o'clock. Getting fired up for this playoff matchup. Commanders trying to get to the NFC Championship game. And the Commanders put together a hype video. I tweeted it out at Junks Radio. But let's just take a listen. It's Bish's guy, John Bernthal.
Local
one
PC
of my,
guy.
One of my favorite actors.
Really good actor.
Yep.
This team, man. One week after another. It's heart-stopping. Jaw-dropping. Can't look away until the final play. And if you don't believe by now, you just haven't been paying attention.
Oh, man. Winning time moments. Winning time moment. I know people may be tired of hearing winning time moments, but that's real, and it shows up.
Because this is winning time. And winning time is our time.
Our time!
Our time!
No time left on the clock. 1% snowball's chance in hell.
The Zodiac Commander!
We'll take it all. Because in old DC, we find a way.
We'll see you in Detroit!
Pretty well done. Get you fired up for the game.
Get some screaming Bram Weinstein in the background.
Yeah, of course.
I need to close it out. I need to see the video associated with it.
It's right there at Junks Radio. If you go a couple tweets down,
Jason, why,
last night.
Why do you sleep on him in The Accountant as Ben Affleck's brother?
I don't
know why you would sleep on him in that role.
Went to Sidwell Friends.
Just you sleep on him in The Walking Dead.
I do sleep on that.
You know what? I started watching the spinoff, Jason. They've had 4 spinoffs from Walking Dead.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But there's one where Rick comes back. It's already available on Netflix now.
Oh, okay.
That video's got me so locked in. I mean, come on, goosebumps over here. I'm fired up, ready for Detroit, man. And the best thing about that video is you can tell they believe in themselves. They don't need the Vegas to believe in them. They don't need fans. They don't need any of that. They believe in themselves. They know they're going to go out there. It's already written in the stars. EB doesn't want to wear his jersey because he's scared of a jinx. It's already written in the stars. We're going to go there and we're going to slap him around.
Let me hear Mike Marr's plans for the game Saturday night. Give me your itinerary.
So Saturday afternoon, going to a gun range, going to X-Cal, going to unload some clips with my buddies, get locked in.
All right.
Hey, that's a silly tailgate move.
And then going back to my house, people are going to be over around like 4:30, 5 o'clock where the Chiefs are playing.
Right.
And then a lot of people are probably going to show up around 7, 7:30, right before the Commanders game. It's going to be about 15, 20 of us.
Wow.
Order a couple pizzas, wings. And just, you know, get locked in. Ready
How many
for Commander's
females
w.
in the group?
100
or is it all guys?
No. It's probably going to be a good mix. I'd say like 5 to 7 girls and then like 10 guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
So not bad.
So that's a nice little tailgate.
Yeah. And one of my roommates
little
actually
pre-game
is a
spot.
Diehard Lions fan. So him and I are going to be going head-to-head the entire night.
Also, there's going to be 20 Commanders fans and one Lions fan.
Yeah, he's going to be
in
isolated.
The building.
But we'll be respectful, you know, not talk too much
sure.
trash. But, you know, we'll see how the game unfolds.
Are you wearing the McLaurin?
Yeah, he's today I am, and then I'll put it in the wash tonight, and then wear it again, unless it doesn't get dirty.
You know, you're not putting that in the wash to wear tomorrow.
He's got 5 to 7 chicks coming over. He's got to put it in the wash.
Just spray some Axe body spray on it. I know you got that lying around.
He's not going to sweat in it.
That is such a teenage move in 2004.
I know, I'm kidding.
He's not going to sweat in it, right?
I probably won't. Yeah, you're right. I'll probably just put it in my closet and then just get ready for tomorrow. But I mean, come on. That video gets you locked in, EB, doesn't it?
I came in at the end of it because I was finishing my business, so I only heard the audio. I need to see the video accompanying it, to be honest with you. Listen, I'm plenty fired up. I don't need a hype video to make me fired up. But I'm also scared. So I know people don't like to say that. They don't like to admit it. But I'm hyped up. I think we have a chance to do something special, but I am scared.
Don't be scared.
You're playing with house money.
I know.
Full,
of course.
Full on gravy time at this point.
You know, we'll be lighting the team up and saying how bad they suck if we lose. But
even if they get beat 38-0. And it's just a bloodbath.
It's still
an amazing success of a season.
I agree 100%. I just don't want it to end.
Yeah.
Oh, nobody wants
it to end. I don't want it to end. I want to watch.
It's been a fun ride.
It's something to look forward to. This is all I wanted. I think I said this before the season. I just want to look forward to the games every week.
Yeah.
Again.
There's an article. Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
We're there.
There was an article on ESPN yesterday written by Bill Barnwell. And it was going through kind of the value of the added teams, and I think it's been 5 years that they've added more teams to the playoffs, and those teams really haven't done anything. If you're a 7 seed, they don't do anything. As he writes in the article, they've mostly been cannon fodder. The 1 seeds during that time, and even if you go back 20 years, 50% of the time make the Super Bowl.
Yeah. But just think about what we're saying. We're saying they've got a chance to go to the NFC Championship.
Mm. Well, yeah. The 2 games away from the Super Bowl.
Out of all these seasons that we've endured and how bad this team has been, not all awful, but for the most part, bad football teams.
Mostly awful.
Yeah.
For the most part.
I mean, not contending for the playoffs.
Right.
Usually by about week 7 or 8, it's already
we're thinking about mock drafts.
Yeah, we're thinking about drafts.
Who's next coach?
Yeah. But think about it. We're saying they've got a chance to go to the NFC Championship. I mean, it's just a crazy
thought.
With
Jaden as a rookie.
It's a crazy thought.
You just know that the team is going to get built successfully, built the right way by Adam Peters around him for the next decade.
I actually can't believe we're saying it.
I know. I kind of had this revelation yesterday, and it might sound dumb to you, but I said it at the very end of the show. You know, we're playing this juggernaut in Detroit. And what are they, 15-2.
15-2.
We're 13-5.
I know. With a chance to be 14-5.
So it's like, I'm like, wow, we're playing a 15-win team. We're a 13-win team.
Yeah.
So it's not that far off. That's where I was starting to get pissed off when you think about the 9.5 points. And listen, I can't say anything to disparage them other than, you know, the pathetic history. But it's a good team.
Yeah,
There's a lot of talent there. They out-talent us. I like our quarterback better. But, you know, we won 13 games too. So it's a little bit disrespectful, this whole 10-point dogs. You got to put up 500 to win 100.
Mm-hmm.
That's what kind of maybe is also making me want to wear the damn jersey. But again, I got my whole weird thing about a jinx. I'm worried about a jinx.
Because there's not many people, based on those numbers, that think the Washington's going to win.
No.
Right.
Besides the 54% of the Commanders fans that were polling.
Right. But you know, I was thinking about it as I was driving
in. Nationwide, certainly in Vegas, there aren't that many people.
Can you name the 3 teams? I think I can. I can name at least two of them. But when George Mason went on their Final Four run, didn't they beat Florida?
UConn?
Kansas? Was Kansas one of them? Or is that who took them out? They beat UConn?
They lost to Florida in the Final Four, I believe.
No. UConn was one of them. Maybe North Carolina?
They beat Wichita State. Michigan State, I think, was one of them.
There were three Titans that they beat.
UConn was certainly one of them. And that happened here. That was in D.C.
Yeah.
Right. Right. I'm thinking about all the upsets as I'm driving.
UConn, Michigan State, and North Carolina.
Those are Titans.
I think they had Wichita State mixed in there. They weren't any slouch. They were a good team.
Right.
I think.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I know Carolina and UConn.
I definitely believe in momentum. I definitely believe in underdogs. And, how coincidental is it? I mean, it just works out perfect. That, I don't even know exactly what the phrase is, but sort of like anybody, anywhere, anytime, whatever the theme is.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody, anywhere, anytime. Like, that's perfect for this. It's a perfect setup for this. Anybody, anywhere, anytime. Yeah. That's kind of been Dan's thing all year. Gotta give the guy credit. Some of this stuff is kind of cheesy, but it's like, I'm buying in.
I've got my most belief is in JD5.
100%.
That's the guy that it's all centered around.
It's great
to have a new GM. It's awesome to have a new head coach, but they finally landed on their quarterback after 30 plus years.
All right, let's go to Vic in DC. Vic, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, Vic.
Good morning, Junkies.
Good morning.
I was calling because I heard EB wasn't wearing his jersey because of a jinx.
It's
been too special.
What?
It's been too special. Today, tomorrow, I told my friends, people at work, mandatory burgundy and gold. No, Jinx, been too special. This is a divisional playoff. We all know it's so hard to get to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Let's do it. DC, Maryland, Virginia, come on.
Break it out.
You know what's so special? You know my every Sunday this past season has been so special because I ride around in my car with this huge flag, and mostly in the Northwest area. But the special thing is I interact with strangers. We have a laugh, a smile, we high five.
Oh, what do you mean when you're wearing the gear? When you're wearing the gear.
This team is bringing people together.
There's something to be said for that. And it's so funny you say that phrase because that's what I thought RG3 was going to do this town.
Right.
I literally said that.
Unite everybody.
I literally said he's going to bring people together. He did for a year.
Turns out he was a big giant lightning rod.
And then eventually there became a huge split.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Along racial lines. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
Black people.
Then eventually,
RG3.
Everybody was out.
White people seemingly wanted Kirk Cousins. It was the weirdest thing ever.
There might be more people there than I expected. Somebody tweeted us. Just spent $1,800 on each Lions ticket, plus $900 in airfare and $870 hotel.
Good God.
Hashtag balls to the wall.
How rich is that person? Good for them.
You could have a quad GC.
About $6,000 right there.
With all that money.
Tailgate Ted spent $1,500 on his ticket.
$1,500. It's not worth. Okay. God bless you guys. You guys. I couldn't do it.
It's a lot.
Only
of
live one, CB.
That's a lot.
Can't take it with you. It's important to you.
That's a lot of merch on Temu.
Huh?
Can you imagine how much you can buy in Temu? $1,500.
Oh my God!
You can buy out half the site.
All
that garbage.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Pretty confident I'll go my whole life never buying anything off of Temu.
Pretty sure. It's kind of ditto.
I actually do it because it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun just to see what'll show up. I will say this. They have the worst packaging ever.
Oh, I'm sure.
Their shipping
is
brutal.
It's awful.
Oh, my God. It's
literally
like...
cut corners
with
the prices?
It's literally like saran wrap, yeah. And then they just send it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's not great.
All right, we're going to be talking about this game all throughout the show. Coming up next, we hit the skins at 7 o'clock. Dive deeper into this matchup as the Commanders try to get to the NFC Championship game.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.